John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The summer of 2023, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, a report for Congress about Iran's suspect nuclear weapons program and its missile capabilities. This report is required by law. I learned from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, and I welcome from FDD Richard Goldberg, senior advisor, who with his colleagues Anthony Ruggiero and Andrea Stricker update us on the ODNI's opinion in the summer of 2023 and the discord. Rich, a very good evening to you. I read the relevant passage from the ODNI's report that you quote in your summary for FDD. The ODNI writes, Iran is not currently undertaking the key nuclear weapons development activities that would be necessary to produce a testable nuclear device, end quote. First, what is the ODNI to make such an assessment? Does it connect to the CIA, the DIA, all the other intelligence organizations? And why did it make this report now to Congress, required by law? Congress was waiting for it. Is it overdue? Was it on time? Good evening to you, Rich.
Good evening, John. Great to be back with you in the audience. ODNI stands for Office of the Director of National Intelligence. We created this idea, this post, this organization, which has become a very large bureaucracy post-9/11, because you'll recall one of the major criticisms of the intelligence community in the September 11th 9/11 Commission report was the stovepiping of intelligence, where we had all these different intelligence agencies collecting, analyzing, and not sharing information. And so to have one deconfliction point, one coordinator to make sure that all the intelligence being collected was being shared, compared, and that you had one sort of synthesized analysis, a comprehensive view of what our quote unquote IC intelligence community thinks, the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, would be that person and that bureaucracy to do that. Now, it doesn't mean all the intelligence agencies always agree. The CIA certainly still stands out as sort of an independent actor outside and alongside and parallel to the DNI, even though they do coordinate their intelligence with DNI for DNI reporting. And when there is a disagreement among agencies, that is typically noted in an intelligence analysis, two key principles, whether it's the president, the national security advisor, of who is dissenting and why. In this case, we don't have any indication of a dissenting view. It might be in a classified annex that's being provided. Remember, this is now a new mandated reporting requirement. The Senate, Senator Menendez, Senator Graham, last year came up with this idea as they saw Iran racing forward with their nuclear program with no clear policy from the United States other than continuing to offer more money for Iran to stop and come back to that old Iran nuclear deal. They said, okay, well, we should legislate something. So they legislated a new requirement for the intelligence community to report back to Congress with a whole list of items that they needed to report on. They could do so with a classified annex. That's usually where the meat and potatoes of what's really going on would be provided, to the extent that they do provide all of that. And there would be some cover sheet of an unclassified nature to summarize for the public whatever can be shared. And so from a public opinion perspective, right, because in warfare, in geopolitics, the decision making of our elected officials does oftentimes depend on the perception of the American public and support for actions therefrom, is important because this frames for the American people, it frames for our elected officials how we perceive Iran as a nuclear threat, whether we perceive there is an imminent nuclear threat from Iran, and that therefore drives the policy decisions of that threat or lack thereof.
All right, then. I'm in the amateur. I'm the public. This is not a secret document. It's for me.
You're not an amateur. You're nothing like an amateur, but you're the public. I'll give you public. John Bachelor Public.
A lover of information. That is one definition of amateur. And you at FTD provide a lot of information. This sentence, to my reading, suggests not now, not to worry, not happening. That is in discord with some of the documented facts you provide in your report. I want to go through them because, again, the language says that Iran is not currently undertaking the key nuclear weapons development activities that would be necessary to produce a testable nuclear device. That's what the report reads to Congress and to the American people. One, you report, as of May 2023, Iran has installed thousands of centrifuges for uranium enrichment across three enrichment sites. That, to me, to a plain reading, suggests that Iran is proceeding to develop what the ODNI calls undertaking the key nuclear weapons development activities. Am I misreading this?
No, you are absolutely correct. It is one of the broadest overstatements that I have seen produced from the intelligence community in some time. Typically, you will see them be very careful and cautious and stick to something that is very defensible, even if it drives a political agenda for a certain reason. And there are reasons why the intelligence community today drives certain political agendas. We don't like to think of our intelligence as politicized, but we have seen in the past what happens if you understate intelligence, and we saw 9/11. We have seen in the past when you overstate intelligence, and that's Iraq and weapons of mass destruction. And so there's a lot of PTSD inside the intelligence community from both events, where they have tried to massage and become themselves highly political at the upper echelons because they're scared of what will happen with the intelligence they provide. And so you end up with something like this, where you read this over and over again. You say, well, are you saying that there's nothing that they're doing that contributes to the development of nuclear weapons today? Because that's clearly false on its face. I mean, you can't have an enrichment program like this just for nuclear power. There's no application of nuclear power to have centrifuges spinning at this extent in an underground facility making 60% high enriched uranium, which is 99% of the technical way to weapons grade uranium. There's no reason for it. And increasing that stockpile every day, installing more and more of these centrifuges every day, it's not for a civilian purpose. So that's somehow not one of those activities here that contributes to the development of nuclear weapons. You know, one thing I also say before we go into the other elements that we cite in the report is there's also some premises that are not being disclosed that could be flawed. Their sentence says that they are developing, you know, whether or not they are developing something that could be used as a testable nuclear weapon. Well, what kind of weapon or what kind of test? Are we talking about a crude device that just goes boom to prove that they can explode something and that they can call themselves a nuclear power? Or are we talking about going all the way through miniaturization and putting something on a missile? You know, these are the questions that are not being grappled with. And so this is such an overly broad statement. The note you just touched on the enrichment alone undercuts this thesis, but so do many other elements. Why would you have underground facilities? By the way, they're building another one right now, not noted in this report. I think that's the biggest flaw of all, because there is an acknowledgement by the DNI that they're enriching and enrichment's bad, but weaponization is different than enrichment, they say. So unless we see true weaponization work, they're not ready to, you know, start calling a five-alarm fire. But wait a second. We know from commercial satellite imagery and multiple open source reports, Iran is building today in a new underground facility near Natanz that's supposed to be deeper and more hardened, more impenetrable to military strikes than the current Fordo underground facility. And Iran believes it does not have to report that facility if it intends to make it an enrichment site. It never has before. So they're building something that could be potentially impenetrable to military strikes, looks perfect to be a new enrichment site, place they could do weaponization activity as well. And that's not even noted as a possible concern related to a nuclear weapons ambition while they're producing high enriched uranium and even were caught earlier this year almost producing weapons grade 84% while they were reconfiguring their centrifuges and they got caught doing it. So that's very scary to me that we are now understating a threat very purposefully. And you don't want to overstate the threat, right? But I want to see accurate intelligence and let policymakers decide what the right policy is.
You mentioned underground facilities, the south of Natanz enrichment site. I'm keen on Fordo. I've been reporting on Fordo at least a decade. And you write in your report, Iran has been producing the high enriched uranium at its heavily fortified underground enrichment facility at Fordo since January 2021. That statement is consistent with what we know over the years about Fordo. It's very likely unreachable by any bombing whatsoever. Very likely. We're not sure. It's had upgrades of centrifuges for years. They upgrade all the time. They get better machinery. Does the ODNI mention Fordo? Does it speak to what we know about Fordo's activities?
They're simply mentioning that there is enrichment of a concerning kind going on inside Iran. What I think we are seeing is the Biden administration and their very ideological, politically oriented director of national intelligence. By the way, the director of national intelligence today is somebody who has written extensively in favor of the JCPOA, against sanctions on Iran, was co-authored an op-ed opposed to designating the IRGC as a terrorist organization. So this is a truly ideological DNI that just does not see the world the way most of us see it when it comes to Iran. So that should give us a lot of pause in how some of this comes about, how this language gets manipulated. But yes, Fordo's activities are very concerning. If somebody says something is going to be more impenetrable than Fordo, that should be very, very alarming. And then there's other things that are going on. We have now gone, I think, 2 years now. This is the 2-year anniversary, I think, of Iran having undertaken, according to the IAEA, true weaponization work, producing small quantities of uranium metal enriched to 20%, which is something you would use to build the core of nuclear devices. It happened August 2021. It was reported out. That doesn't make it into a report about nuclear weapons related activities. That doesn't make any sense. The fact that for the last year and a half plus, Iran has not allowed the IAEA to monitor its production of all of its advanced centrifuges, which means you don't know today if Iran is making centrifuges and then moving them to other sites that are not disclosed, hundreds of them maybe, which is really all you would need to have some sort of crash program somewhere and enrich uranium to weapons grade at an undeclared site. And you're not concerned about undeclared sites? We've already discovered four since 2018, 2019. The IAEA has been investigating them and asking questions about four over the last 4 years. Three of them tested positive from the IAEA to uranium particles. Iran won't answer anything. And by the way, one of those sites, you'll remember this, back in 2018, right after Donald Trump had gotten out of the Iran deal and the Mossad had revealed that they had stolen the nuclear archive, which showed us that they have been holding their nuclear weapons program and waiting, curating it. Oh, no mention of the nuclear archive, of course, by the ODNI. We saw the satellite photos revealed by Prime Minister Netanyahu at the General Assembly that there was a warehouse that had been somehow connected to the nuclear weapons program of Iran. And then suddenly these photos start coming out of containers that are being moved out. More photos coming out a few weeks later of the Iranians trying to hide their tracks and sanitize the area around the warehouse. The IAEA eventually got in there too late. They found nuclear material at the site. But we have no idea where the containers were today or what was in the containers. There's no mention by the DNI of any of these sites and the fact that we have no verification on what's going on there. And the last piece I'll end with is the IAEA is very clear in every single one of their reports for years. Says the agency cannot verify the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. Cannot verify. Of course they can't, because there's an entire nuclear weapons apparatus that still exists, that we all know exists. It's called SPND, It's their infrastructure for their nuclear weapons program. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh Day, as everybody remember, was assassinated, perhaps by the Israelis just a couple years ago, was the godfather of the nuclear weapons program. He was the head of that SPND. It still exists today. It still employs nuclear weapons scientists. How do we know? We sanctioned them. We outed them in 2019 and 2020 in the Trump administration. They're still there. You want to read their names? It's online. Go to the Treasury Department and the Commerce Department. I'll send it to you. So if all of these pieces of the puzzle are not somehow active nuclear weapons related activities, I'm not sure what we're supposed to be looking for here. Because if we're going to be waiting on an assessment that says, yes, we have now detected the exact location, the exact bomb they're building, the exact specifications, who's working on the project, you better hope this is not North Korea all over again, because that should be the case that stands out in everybody's mind. An intelligence failure that we're heading towards.
Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, articulating the disconnect between the statement of the ODNI in summer of 23 and the facts we have. When we come back, what is to be done? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.